to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, July 23rd, 2018. We usually start with the Lord's Prayer, so as has been our tradition for many years. Would you please join us in reciting the Lord's Prayer?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin our agenda, I'd like to ask to recognize some of the employees and is there a spokesperson?
Jeff.
Oh, there you go.
Well, as we've done, I say we, the employee group, has done in the last few years. You do an awful lot for the employees of this town. I don't know if you even realize what you do for the employees of this town. And I'll summarize it as best I can. You give everyone a place to be employed. You give everyone the equipment that they need to do their function. You provide the employee group here with a competitive wage and competitive benefit package. But most importantly, what you folks do from our perspective is you provide that direction. So as we've done in the past, a cake has the Town of Berlin emblem on it. It says thank you from the employees of the town. And what I'd like to do, we've got a pretty good selection of our employees out here. We've got folks that have been here 40 years and we've got folks that have been here four, okay? So what I'd like to do briefly is just start with I believe you are the most junior employee. Well, no, you're not.
No.
Stand up, Bolster Lloyd. you've been here less than a year, okay? And an honest opinion, since you've been here, share with the mayor and council.
Everything's been great. I've been welcomed by everyone at the counter. I've had a good time. I enjoy coming to work. Happy to be here.
And again, he has not been welcomed by everyone he's encountered. but everyone that he's employed with.
Well said.
We'll start with that.
And then we've got Russ Derringer here. He's been with us for about 4 years, worked as a linesman apprentice. Tell us what you've gone through.
I think it's a great town. I enjoy coming to work every morning and just doing what I do. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, somebody middle of the road, Sharon, you've been here and done multiple things. Tell them what you think.
The town is an awesome place. You guys always give us the support we need when we need it. We couldn't ask for better bosses than you guys.
And you've got Marvin back here trying to hide from me. Marvin's been here for a number of years. Tell us what you think, Marvin.
Well, what I think.
We're sitting down. It's okay.
We want to thank y'all. It's the coolest town. It's the coolest town for a reason. We got the coolest council. We got the coolest mayor. And we just got the coolest employees. So it's just a cool town.
Anybody else want to say anything?
You have to know when to end it.
That's it. We're done. So we have a cake. So what we'll do, Mayor, we'll take that in the back, slice it, and I would assume you all would like a piece of cake and a bottle of water, or you got water.
What?
Okay, and you can go in with the meeting. We'll do it all in the back.
I'll take a glass of milk if you don't.
Go away.
First of all, I council, just saying whatever they wish, is we very much appreciate this, what has now become a tradition. It has been a few years we've been doing this. We certainly don't take it for granted. I don't think we can adequately express in words how much we appreciate what you guys do, and by guys and gals, do, day in and day out. And we hear the things that when you go above and beyond what particularly people perceive as what a public employee does. You're not just public employees. You treat people in this town and the property of this town as if we're all family. And, you know, that is not something you can pretend to do. It's something that people genuinely feel. And I think that's something that you should be proud of. I know we are very proud of you, and we're grateful. And on behalf of the mayor council, just thank you so much for this. Just thank you. We appreciate it. Please take care. Please know that, you know, we know that you can go out in all kinds of weather and all kinds of extreme circumstances, and we know how dedicated you are. And we ask is just be careful, take care of yourself, make sure that you get through the one day so you'll be here for the next, and you take care of us like family. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, we have our opinions up here, and I just want to say that when I think of the employees up in town of Berlin, one word comes to my mind, and that is conscientious. I believe that every employee of the town of Berlin is conscientious. When you come to work, you come to work with the attitude of doing the best job you can for the citizens of the town of Berlin. And that is greatly appreciated.
Thank you. I have to add, Martin brought up the coolest small town. I think a lot of people look at us as the coolest small town and sometimes think about the bricks and the buildings and things of that nature. And I think that you have that other places, but what can't be duplicated is our citizens and our employees. And I've seen it countless times when we're out in the streets and we have visitors in town and they're greeted by smiling employees. And that really makes it a big difference and it makes it a welcoming place to visit. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell a story. Even before I was elected to the council, the first time I met Jane. First time I met Jane, I had a water problem with my meter. And she was in a hole up to her ankles, up to her knees in water and mud. And she was shoveling harder than Marvin.
Tell everything.
That's the kind of employees we got in the town.
Thank you. Enjoy the cake and just have a wonderful evening.
Mayor, for the public that's here, you're absolutely welcome. Plenty of water, plenty of cake. So if you want them to come around, please don't be shy.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay. That's going to be hard to follow.
Yeah, do we take an intermission?
Yeah, we need to take an intermission. We have on our agenda the approval of minutes from the executive session of June 25th. We have a motion for approval or any corrections?
Motion for approval.
We have a motion by Councilmember Riddingham to approve the executive session minutes of June 25th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that all four council members that are here voting for it and that Councilmember Poyas is at absence. Next is the reason for the closure of the executive session on the 25th under open meetings law of Maryland was to discuss public security. The public body determined that the discussion would constitute a risk to the public or public security, including the deployment of fire and police services and staff, the development and implementation of emergency measures.
Thank you. Good. 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 Good
Mr. Mayor?
I'm good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Next is item 1C, the approval of the regular session minutes, June 20th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Brigham to approve the regular session minutes, June 25th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Again, 4-0. All right, next, we have something I think we've all been anticipating for quite a while, and certainly anxious to hear this update and report from our Berlin Falls Park Advisory Committee. And we have both the chairperson, Amy Field, and vice chair, Jack Orris, here tonight to bring us up to date on what you all been up to.
Hi, Council and everybody. I'm Amy Field, and this is Jack Orris, chair and vice chair. And we have some other folks here with us on the committee tonight. And I want to first just thank you for allowing us to be a part of this process. It's been interesting so far, and we hope that we're going to make the town proud of the work we do. This report has three different parts to it: a summary of the work that we've done so far in that process, and then the actions and decisions we've made, and then finally what we plan to do next, our upcoming agendas. And Jack's going to start by going over our committee work thus far.
Yes, good evening again, Mayor and Council. We've met 8 times from November 2017 through this past month of July. Including those meetings, we've toured the property, including the interior of the building. We've reviewed the concept plans and had a presentation about those plans from EDSA. We've reviewed the interpretive plan and had a presentation from the Conservation Community Consulting Group. Additionally, we've reviewed the lagoon study and the building condition assessment. In our meetings, we've reviewed the town's naming / renaming policy. We've examined information about possible partnerships and parallel projects, including B City designation with Salisbury University, interpretive signage by way of the Coastal Bays program, bikeway project, and a footbridge between the senior center and the park. We met actually last week with the director of Worcester County Recreation and Parks about a possible partnership. We regularly review suggestion box ideas from the public submitted on the park's website. We've created a wish list of committee members' ideas and voted on those ideas to determine committee preferences. And most recently, we've determined 3 threshold questions. Answers to these questions will allow us to move forward in an effective manner because they have broad implications on how we will proceed in advising the features and activities of the property. And Amy is going to elaborate more on those.
So the decisions we've made and the work that's been done so far: we installed dog waste receptacles. We moved a park sign to the front of the property to increase visibility. And the entrance to the park was paved, which was wonderful. Thanks to the folks who partnered with to get that done. And that increases visibility as well and makes it more welcoming. We agreed to the partnership with SU for the Bee City features on the property, and we heard all about what those might be. We reviewed the interpretive signage that's being created for by the Coastal Bays program, which will be around the park. We decided to keep the name for now as Berlin Falls Park, just as a working name for the time being, and we'll consider alternative names later as the park develops and we make decisions on the features and the layout and the programs as they're determined. We created a list of committee members' ideas and preferences to pursue. And we voted on these threshold items that Jack talked about in order to direct our work and investigations, because we really felt like we had to make these decisions before we could go on in other directions. So we did this over the last 2 months. We want to follow the interpretive plan regarding the passive area to the park. We decided to do that. So that would be all the ponds and the trails and the wooded areas around that area of the park. We asked the group, and we took a vote, do we want to keep all of the building, some of the building, or none of it? We put a lot of thought into this decision. We know it was a big decision, and we voted last week to keep none of it. And then finally, our third one is, do we want to pursue the popular idea of the amphitheater? And yes, we decided to do that, to take a closer look at what that might look like for Berlin Falls Park. And then what we're planning to do next, upcoming within maybe the next few months to the year, presentation from the YMCA about a possible partnership with them on the property. Refine our committee members' ideas and preferences and create a working list of priorities, the feasibility and timeline and budget. And we want to research the next steps regarding those threshold questions and ideas and decisions that I just talked about. So that would be, how do we go about implementing the interpretive plan? Again, that's in the passive area around the ponds and the woods. Those things were, examples of that were like the, to promote birding in the park, bird watching pavilions possibly, basking platforms on the ponds and near the ponds for turtles and other wildlife, trails and signage around those areas. We want to determine the type of amphitheater designs and appropriate uses, create a plan for the building demolition, how that would unfold. And then we're going to continue to review suggestion box ideas for input that's pertinent to those plans that we're moving forward with.
Okay. Well, I have to say, when I first saw the list and following along it, what you've been doing, first want to say I think you all have done an outstanding job in the roughly 9 months that you've been meeting since you this advisory committee was formed. I think probably getting your arms around what the possibilities were, what you could do or might do, had to be a very somewhat intimidating process. But I think you did a really good job with that, and
Thank you.
You got through that, and you're not wandering. You seem to be focused on real destinations. You're obviously identifying the what I call foundational pieces of the future of Berlin Falls Park. And I think you've done it in a way that's where there's a lot of communications, there's a lot of transparency, there's communications with the public and the press, and I'm very grateful, just like I was telling the folks, our employees, our boards and commissions perform very valuable services to this community. Not just the mayor and council, but the community. And please pass on our appreciation to the members. And I know that there's open discussion, and that's all good. But I think it's also has been, and I hope always will be, mutually respectful, because everybody should feel free to express their feelings. But then once the decision's made, because we try to do that up here, once it's made, and we move on. Mm-hmm. And the things that you have listed, me sound very exciting, very reasonable, and nobody's asking you to do something tomorrow, but I think knowing what to do is more important than trying to set some artificial deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this, there's excitement, and just naturally, everybody wants to know what's next and when, and that will evolve. And I don't think it's not my impression that anybody's dragging their feet here, but you're trying to be, and you are being very thoughtful, while also, you know, having some vision, not just taking little baby steps. If the vision doesn't need to take baby steps, the implementation, maybe we can do it a little better than baby steps. But knowing what you want to do is so important. And I have to tell you, I've been, both from the reports I've been getting from David Deutsch and from Laura, and certainly the brief conversations, because I try not to do any lobbying with either Councilman Tindall or Councilman Purnell, because that's not what I want to do. I want to just be a facilitator, and I just can't tell you how proud I am of the start that you've had, and I just hope that you're able to continue on this level for the foreseeable future.
Does anyone have any questions or comments? Are there other committee members here?
Yes.
Cool. What did they say?
Bruce.
Where's your answer?
Full name. Tell us the full name.
Bruce Hyder.
Kate Patton.
David, our project coordinator.
Yes. Good.
And Dave Englehart steps in occasionally to keep us on track.
And of course, Zach and Troy.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your service. And please pass on our comments to the other members of the advisory committee.
Definitely
sure will.
Thank you.
I think we're going to be taking any this advice and any too hard.
Okay.
This is not an exercise in futility at all. And we're very impressed with what you all got done in less than a year. I'm lovely to start it for. Anybody else have any comments?
I think that the committee is doing very well. And as a member of the committee, I think that it's working well together. We're moving along nicely. So it's been a pleasure to serve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yep, and stay in touch, and we'll see you from time to time.
All right.
You let us know whenever you feel it's time for us to absorb some more, and we shall. And, of course, obviously, we will start thinking about, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And I think obviously one of the things we need to do, and I'm sure we're committed to do, is finding out what's entailed in, like, say, the demolition.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's... I'm sure it's not cheap, but at the same time, if we can come up with a plan and figure out how it's going to get done and how it's going to get paid for, and then we've made the canvas completely a blank canvas for the Southern Board. And I think that's wise.
Okay. I'm pleased.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And enjoy it. Look forward to seeing you in the future.
Thanks.
Grab some cake.
For bottle burn. All right. Next, item 3 on our agenda tonight is a special event request. It's for, I think, the second annual Bark for Life event on Saturday, September 29th, for the benefit of the American Cancer Society. Is anyone here? Is anyone here to take the time? Come on down, introduce yourself, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, and thank you for taking the time this evening. My name is DJ Thompson, and I am the co-chair for the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life of North Worcester, and also I oversee the Bark for Life, which is a Stephen Decatur High School Relay for Life Teams event. So essentially, I know some people were asking, what is Bark for Life? So to go over it quickly again, Bark for Life is very much like Relay for Life. It is a walk all to benefit those struggling with cancer, fighting cancer, and to celebrate those that have won the battle with cancer. But Bark takes on a little bit of a different approach because, given with the title, we do so with our furry loved ones, our dogs that are oftentimes our caregivers. Even if you're not going through cancer, they can always be the ones to welcome you home after a long day at work. But also another thing is animals also get cancer. So when we make strides in finding that cure for cancer, so many different people and beings actually benefit from it. So last year we got to have Bark for Life at Stephen Decatur Park. It was at the beginning of November last year, and we still had a great turnout. I want to say we had about, 10 vendors that showed, having different crafts, different things to sell, with a certain percentage going towards Bark for Life and fight against cancer. This year we want to do it a little bit earlier, just not knowing what Mother Nature is going to do this year, especially this whole week. But we want to do it earlier this year, and already we've had upwards of 25 plus vendors show interest in coming out to the event and partaking in it. The new PetSmart that's opened up out by Walmart has already wanted to come out, take part in it, and actually be a sponsor of the event. So we're just looking to have it on a Saturday, September 29th, again at Stephen Decatur Park. Same format as we did last year, have vendors set up for the public to just kind of peruse and look through, while also having music for the dogs to walk around the nice track out there.
Excellent. Yeah. Sounds great. Does anyone have any questions or anyone have any comments related to the proposal for the application for the Bark for Life, the second Bark for Life event in November 11th.
Well, great day to me.
Tom, okay. We love our dog.
Yes.
So we want to go on the record.
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve Bark for Life.
And we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the special event application by the American Cancer Society for a Bark for Life event at Stephen Decatur Park on Saturday, September 29th from noon to 5 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. I also want to say thank you to Sharon Timmons for helping so much organize everything for me. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to make some recommendations for appointment and some reappointments to the boards and commissions. I have some tonight that I wish to make, and then expecting to be able to make some more at the first council meeting in August, on August 13th. Shared this in the email earlier today with the council members. The new appointment is for the Board of Supervisors of Elections. We had an opening, and I'm recommending Preston Whaley, long time resident of Berlin, and the Whaley family goes way back. And he's at 114 Schoolfield Street, and I'd like to recommend his appointment to the Board of Supervisors of Elections. To the Ethics Commission, I'd like to recommend the reappointment of Milt Warren, that has been on that commission for a couple terms, and he knows Berlin well, and shows, I think, very, very balanced and fair judgment. On the Housing Board of Review, they don't meet often, but when they're needed, they really are. And there, I'd like to reappoint Leslie Gephardt. And on the Parks Commission, I'd like to ask for the reappointment of Bruce Hyder and Mike Weil. So that's my recommendations. Do you have any questions or comments or anything?
Do they need to be approved one by one, or can we make
it? Yeah, we can do it in group unless anybody objects. Yeah.
If there are no objections or questions, I'd like to approve the mayor's recommendations. I move to approve the mayor's recommendations.
Okay.
I don't approve.
That's all right.
But you approve.
Get ready to
go. Thank you very much. We have a motion by Councilman Burrell to approve the appointments and reappointments to our town boards and commissions as proposed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All again. Okay. No? Okay. Very good. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And we'll certainly get notices out to everyone tomorrow. Next is item 5 on the agenda is a motion to approve 2018-19. Reprioritizing parks projects for community parks and playgrounds grant applications. And Mary, I think, is going to walk us through this.
Yes, thank you. As you'll recall, every year we submit a program open space priority project list. We usually refer to it as our wish list. Excuse me. The Parks Commission's first priority this year was for the Stephen Decatur Park permanent restrooms. However, in reviewing some of the issues that we have encountered with the Henry Park restrooms, some of which were during construction before it was even in place, and some of which have come up since it has been in place and open, we would like to delay the Stephen Decatur Park restroom project to give us more time to get a better handle on what we need to prepare for by observing what happens with the Henry Park restroom over time. Instead of doing the Stephen Decatur Park restroom, we would like to move to the second priority on that wish list, which was the lighting for the basketball courts at Henry Park. Several years ago, this topic came up and we began looking into it. One of the first things that we did was direct mailed a survey to the residences in the immediate area of Henry Park, because they would be the ones most affected by lighting after dark, obviously. the overwhelming response was that everyone was very much in favor of lighting those courts.
That's the neighbors.
Yes. It would be done very similarly to what we do at the tennis courts now. Well, we'll do at the tennis courts shortly. In that they will have to be manually turned on by a user. They'll only be on for a certain period of time, and they will not be able to be turned on after 11 p.m., I believe it is. We would need to make a slight change to the code to allow for after-dark usage of the basketball courts at Henry Park. But other than that, that's essentially the recommendation at this time. We're not completely getting rid of the concept and the idea of putting in permanent restrooms at Stephen Decatur Park. We just feel like it's prudent, with the grant application being due in mid-August, it would be prudent to put it off for another year to allow us to better prepare.
And also get more experience.
Correct.
With our first
That's
permanent public restroom at a park.
Can I just add something? Yeah. So we're having some issues with both sets of public restrooms. Mm-hmm. And because we are, our request of the mayor and council would be to delay adding additional public restrooms to Stephen
Care. So we get those issues worked out.
So we can figure out a better way. Maybe it's the design, maybe the placement. We just want a little more time to figure that out.
Well, we're getting experience the only way you can by doing.
But there are issues in both sets.
When will we have these issues figured out so that we can make application? I think I've read 20 or...
Well, the intention would be to make application. Basically, the Community Parks and Playgrounds funding round is open now. That's what we're proposing to apply for the basketball courts lighting. So this time next year, our hope is that we will be prepared to move forward with the Stephen Decatur Park restrooms application.
And I wish, and I know we're all anxious to get that, but I have to say, every time we do something new, there's some good things, and then there's some things we didn't anticipate. And that's our situation with these standalone restrooms. Mm-hmm. We have some issues are common to both, and some issues are unique to each restroom because of their location. And I think, you know, we don't have the answers yet. I do know that I think it's our intention to try to find plausible answers and then try them. In other words, first we've got to figure out what to do. We need to actually try, you know, differing tactics, I guess you might call it, and differing strategies to try to make sure the restrooms are not abused and that everybody feels comfortable in them and all that. And then see if that works. And I would hope that before a year, but certainly a year should give us a good baseline. Because I have to say, some of these issues we just did not anticipate.
Correct.
Did not anticipate.
Now, this is just a request to apply for the grant, correct?
We're asking to reprioritize so we can use the grant application for the lighting project instead of Stephen Decatur Park.
But we'll still have time to see how the lighting project goes with the tennis courts, and then we can, I assume, if we get the grant funding, we'll be able to discuss that further before anything goes to bid, correct?
What my intention is to bring the actual application for your approval at the next meeting for the basketball courts lighting project, assuming that is how you choose to move forward.
Because that has to be submitted with the grant, correct?
Right. The actual, we wouldn't be bidding or moving forward on that project until we receive award the grant.
Because it's not automatic.
Right, exactly.
I just want to make sure that we have a chance to learn maybe from how we did the tennis courts once they're up and running and where you will actually see that lighting project, if we need to make some changes.
Well, we've had lighting at the tennis courts for many years. The fact that they're lit is not anything new. It's just that we have a slightly different... the lighting that was there was... I couldn't even venture a guess as to when it was installed. So it's simply a matter of newer technology. I don't anticipate any problems with it. But.
And we won't have any resurfacing, correct, from what we did before
with the tennis courts?
Because we ran into some issues with the way that the surfacing was caving, but that's a separate thing than the
yes,
lighting,
that's
correct?
The lights have actually already been installed at the tennis courts.
Right.
That project was actually completed prior to even the milling being done.
Okay. So it's just lighting, not surfacing?
At the basketball courts. Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I agree with the lighting of the basketball courts, but before we decide on the rules, the timing of the lighting, I'd like to revisit that.
Oh, certainly.
Absolutely.
And one of the questions that was asked in the survey that we sent out to the residents was regarding the timing. I just don't recall right now what the majority wish was there, but I have that information.
Mary, I think we talked more about 10, wasn't it?
I think so. I think 10 o'clock was the time, whereas the tennis courts, it's until 11 o'clock.
And we can make sure that, similar to the tennis courts, how we're going to have a light in place that stays on for when the lights were to turn off with the timer.
Right.
That'll be in the lighting application as well, correct?
Yes.
So, just so I'm clear, what is being asked, we had said before that we wanted to apply for funds for the permanent restrooms at Stephen Cater Park.
Correct.
What is being asked is that we change that to apply for lighting at Henry Park.
At this time, yes.
At this time. Not forgetting the restroom.
Correct. Correct.
But we feel that there are some issues that need to be figured out related to restrooms.
Public restrooms, unattended public
restrooms.
That would
better serve us when it comes to actually installing the permanent restrooms at Stephen Cater Park.
Installing and having open to the public, yes.
So I would like to move that we edit our priority to apply for the lighting at Henry Park.
Just want to let you know the Parks Commission is in favor and agrees totally with this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell, which I think he explained, I think, very, very well as to where this falls into our long-range planning. Basically, in a nutshell, the motion that Councilmember Burrell has made is that we defer the application for standalone permanent restrooms at Stephen Cater until the next cycle for a year from now, get all our issues squared away, and then for this year's cycle for community parks and playgrounds funding, seek modern lighting for the basketball courts at 100 Park. Is that a fair summary? That is the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. The next is our departmental reports. First, Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening. We're going forward to prepare for the audit, which is scheduled September 10th through September 14th with our long-term relationship with auditors, PPS, and company. So we're just getting ready with reports and all the procedures as every year goes by.
Great. Thank you. Which one is your favorite time of year?
Just like tax return filing.
Great. Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Bowen.
I actually have a couple of things this evening. Since we last met, which was at the end of June, Dave Engelhart and I completed the census LUCA data gathering. It's local something addresses. And he essentially had to go through every street, every residential address in town to make sure that the census department's data was correct. So there were a number of things that we were able to clarify for ourselves, as well as making changes, adjustments, and additions to the census data. It's quite a lengthy undertaking. It's not the last that we'll hear of it. We'll get another report from them, apparently, in which they either accept or don't accept some of our changes. But for the first time, I think, we have a really good, comprehensive list of every residential address in the town, including correct apartment numbers and a lot of that information.
That would be very good for public safety, too.
Yes,
yes. Police, fire, and EMS.
It'll have many applications, not just for census, but just election districts, all sorts of things. Hopefully at some point we'll be able to incorporate that into a GIS system, because all of that data included latitude, longitude, map locations. There was quite a lot to it. Quite a lot. As to the tennis courts, they did start paving, finished the paving actually. The next steps are the painting and installation of the fence. I'm not quite sure as we speak this evening as to which order that will take place. And because of the anticipated weather over the next couple of weeks, we don't know when it will take place. Obviously, they don't want to paint without knowing that they're going to have a good solid block of dry weather to follow. So I will keep you posted on that.
Maybe 2019.
I hope not. Okay. I hope not. The next movie in the park will be Stephen Decatur Park this coming Saturday evening, and the movie will be Lion King, and it's free to the public, also weather dependent, but we'll make that call.
What time does that begin?
We use a time of 8:30 because that's roughly around sunset, but it's really full dark. It's usually within 10 or 15 minutes of 8:30.
Okay.
And the last thing is the Parks Commission will be at National Night Out on August 7th instead of their regular monthly meeting. And we will have, this was courtesy of Madison Townsend, but she already left, we will have bug masks for the kids to do. So we're looking forward to that, as always. And that's all I have. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions for Mary? Next is our Board of Resources and Public Works Director, Jane Kreiner.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a few things. You'll see a lot of staff walking around town. We're taking a complete meter inventory. We're confirming the meters are operational, that the correct meter is located at the correct address, that if you had an irrigation meter, that we have that included. It's just, every 10 years or so, we like to make sure that everything's functioning. They make sure that the touch-free pads are functional, but you will see some people in your yard opening up. You have to physically look inside to make sure that they're operational. We're also working diligently throughout town when it's not raining and when the ditches aren't full to cut the ditches and the swales and any of the stormwater conveyances. We aren't getting caught up, but we had such a wet spring, but we're finally seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. And we are also doing some painting at the field buildings out at both spray sites.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Jane?
One question.
Yes.
You probably know what I'm going to ask. Sidewalk weeds.
Sidewalk?
Weeds.
We finally got the approval to piggyback on the county until we can get our certifications. That should be done. Well, we can't do it when it's raining, but as soon as we get some dry weather, we will be out in force.
Okay.
If it dries out this week for a day, we'll be out. But we're armed and ready.
I know. A lot of people.
I know.
Actually, take care of their own sidewalks. A lot of people
don't. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. To come up with it. Consistency. Everything. There's always an exception here, but the town's clean, it's well kept, it looks good in so many ways, and here's something that we weren't in a position to even notice, but I think it's a sign of progress when you start to notice things like weeds in the sidewalks, because other things are looking so nice, and you just put it all on top.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on.
You know, another thing, there was a guy, I talked to a guy last week that was taking the inventory of the sidewalks, the conditions.
Oh, yes, huh?
And a friend of mine, he found a really bad spot that is just waiting for an accident to happen. And I know we have all those in town.
Yeah, well, actually, Flower Street was one of our main focuses in that. And there were 67 tripping hazards on there. So we are working with this company, and they will be there shortly to repair those areas. We've used them many times before. We've taken a systematic approach where we do it. Flower Street was their time. And even though you got some new sidewalks, the older ones are the ones that have been shifting. Plus, with all the rain, there has been a tremendous amount of shifting. Not just sidewalks, but the bricks on Main Street and Stephen Decatur Park, where the monument is, that whole panel has sunk. So we're working on that as well to correct those flaws.
It does remind us that we're not very far above sea level, not very far at all. And it's, you know, something we take for granted until something like this happens. Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you.
Good. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Look on your computer screens. This is the back side of the power plant. Before picture is the one, well, I'm looking at it on the left. We can see all the weeds and vines growing up throughout the ditch and over the fence. That's the far picture on the right is the fence looking down the driveway entrance off of William Street. Basically, that's what it looked like before, and that's what it looks like now.
Wow.
Several departments were involved in this, wastewater, water, public works, sewer department, and the electric department personnel. Jamie Latcham especially, he brought his mini excavator over there, and it's got a device that goes on the end of it. It's like a mobile push hauler. It basically, you can raise it 20 feet off the ground and basically cut whatever you want with it. It's like a lawnmower that you can just move it anywhere you want. It really saved us a lot of time beforehand when we cleaned that fence. We did it by hand, which takes a lot of time and labor. But by him cutting the ditch line, and then the electric personnel went in there and removed all the stuff off the fence, that's what it looks like now.
Wow. It wouldn't be hard to recognize. It doesn't look like the same place.
No, it's a vast improvement. It looks really good. Jamie also went in there and I guess you would call it cleaned some of the ditch out for drainage purposes for the water to flow through there better. I'm sure the neighbors appreciated it. It looks a lot better now. Did a good job.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Also, if you... well, North Main Street, 818, right past Cheers. I think it's the second or third pole on your left. You'll see some devices up there that are they're probably 2 foot tall and maybe 10 inches wide. They're called trip savers. Basically, it's like a breaker in our substation, but it's out on the power lines. It's set in what's called three shot. And basically, if anything gets on the line beyond that point, that's the spot where it'll basically take the surge without interrupting the rest of the town. We put it on that line for a reason. That feeds everything going out 818, and plus Sunrise Church is supposed to be moving over to that same line pretty soon, and we wanted to kind of protect that from the rest of the town if something was to happen beyond that point. So you wouldn't see the blink in town here, you just see it out there in that area. And also, we started back on our tree trimming project. Basically, the town is broken up in thirds, and we are now back on Circuit 210. So we rolled back around, and then 220 and 230 through there. And then also, Schooner and Intrepid Lane, all the street lights are installed, the new lights, except for one, which we're waiting to get the device that you put it in the ground with, and we're waiting on our boring contractor to bore in the conduit to put it in the lines to it. But so far, everybody likes the lights. They look nice. I haven't heard any complaints or anything. We just haven't turned them on yet. We'll see what happens when we turn them on.
Hopefully no fireworks.
Yes, that's correct. And also, Stephen Decatur tennis courts, like Mary was talking about, all the lighting package is pretty much been completed. I'm just waiting for the company that designed it. They've got to come in and get with us to, basically, it's got a computer that runs it. They're going to help us program it, you know, so it starts at a certain time and you can't turn them on after a certain time of night, and set up the programming for it and that type of thing. And then once they're here and do that, we should be good to go.
Very nice. Does anyone have any questions for Tim? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Chief Arnold Allen.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, if we can get through you some pretty pictures.
There you go.
We wanted to thank Charlene for a nice story that actually came out with this. Our opportunity to go ahead and sponsor Worcester Youth, their Sages, the Sabres, and the Berlin Youth Group, which is three different groups combined of over 50-plus kids to Jolly Rogers. It was our biggest group ever. And we had a wonderful time, you know. We had Senior Officer Claude Holland, Senior Officer Joe Kerr, and PCO Lisa Purnell also went with us. And Robin Tomaselli from Big Desserts, she was also a chaperone. And it's just wonderful to go ahead and have different people to go ahead and help take groups of this big, you know, somewhere. Usually they go ahead and they take one group at a time, and they won't need that many chaperones. So whenever we ever have a big program or a big project like this, you have to go ahead and volunteer, or, you know, get some volunteers, one of the two, to make it happen. And we had a wonderful time. All the kids just loved it. You can just see it on their faces with the pictures. We are also taking the two trampoline in August in the middle of the month. And the Berlin program actually operates on 4 days, Monday through Thursday. And on Friday, they've actually ever said, hey, these kids, a lot of times staying home, they don't have lunch and everything. And they've been doing a snack shack on Fridays, 11 to 1. And this week's partner was Arby's, who donated sandwiches, curly fries, and they just sat right on the side of Henry Park. And, you know, when the kids came by, went ahead and they gave them lunch. We had to make a couple phone calls to some who forgot to go ahead and tell their parents that Worcester Youth was doing that day. And once we got the phone calls out, we had a whole lot of people showing up. So, again, just engaging the community, letting the kids up there know that we do have safe environments. We have people that do care and have opportunity to have some fun time together. With that, we also have back to school coming up. National Night Out is coming up on Tuesday the 7th. And with that, we actually have Brave, and we actually have the Shriners, who actually want to do back-to-school supplies. Worcester Youth is doing back-to-school supplies, so they're supporting those three different organizations. And Loretta Williams was here, and she was going to ask for a waiver.
She's going to submit the request with the new process that permits the town administrator to waive that.
So she's going to try to go ahead and do a program. She is the manager for Berlin, Homes for Berlin 1, 2, and Bay Terrace. So, again, a lot of the community partners are actually trying to go ahead and reach out. And if you've ever seen a school list in Worcester County, it can be daunting if you have two or three or four kids. So, again, any support that we can get from the community to go ahead and make a little less burdensome for our kids getting back to school, plus having all the things that they do need to get back to school. It's never too early to go ahead and start thinking about, you know, getting back to school.
And chatting with the adults.
Or it looked like the big kids are having a lot of fun here.
Well, I had a little bit of a time after that one picture getting out of the water, but it was a lot of kids to help me get out. And the picture with the mermaid is the picture. Mermaids are real. And all the kids were so fast. The little kids were really fascinated with the mermaids and getting their faces painted. And that sort of thing. It was just that when 3:30 did come and says time to go, it's like herding cats. But other than that, it was a wonderful time.
Good.
One thing to piggyback on the school supply donation, Walmart and some other stores have the flyers that enable people to go down a list and say this is exactly what they need, plus their own rollback. So anyway, just to donate.
Excellent. And you will see parents walking down there with the list and just shaking their head. And you're right, grab the list at Walmart is the easiest way to go. Fortunately, these backpacks will have the list, fifth grade to such and such, with everything in it, and hopefully it'll make it a lot easier for a lot of people.
Okay. Gina, I think I speak for all the council and everyone that I think this is an outstanding example of community policing, which I've always felt it's stronger today than ever. That is one of the hallmarks of our Berlin Police Department under your leadership. And I think it means a lot. I think there's, it shows, again, people caring about each other often makes a lot of other things possible.
Well, I thank you, and I'd like to go ahead and add, Buckingham Presbyterian Church, they got an idea from their late pastor in regards to helping out the homeless, and they did blessing bags, and they went ahead and gave us 50 to sheriff's office, and they gave 300 directly to the shelters. And for them to go ahead and say, you know what, Berlin will be a good person to go ahead and implement this and pass it on, you know, it's very humbling. And in the first 3 days, we went ahead and gave 5 bags out. We have to look at people who actually are what we would call in between housing, in between this and that. Mm-hmm. And we either see folks that are in need, you know, on a daily basis, really. And to go ahead and be able to do that and to see somebody's face, and the guys are getting big hugs and people are very appreciative. So a lot of times we get to go ahead and get that true blessing and that appreciation when we know it's coming from the church who have a lot of kids putting them all together. And again, that's what we want to be. We can't do everything, but we can definitely be a conduit to get a lot of things done.
Please pass on our appreciation to all the officers and to the partners as it feels comfortable. I have to make a special outreach, but right. Please let them know how much you appreciate it.
And you already know how that is. Some of them want to be anonymous, and some of them want to be at home. So we really appreciate that.
And to piggyback 1 second off of what the mayor said about setting an example for community policing, I think it goes a long way when we have a young officer that's here and gets to work under your leadership. So that's a great example for another generation moving forward.
Well, thank you very much. And again, he's the one that's going to take my job. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Those young guys that are ready to get here to take mine, step away.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Chief. Thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just wanted to mention publicly the Historic District Commission normally meets on the first Wednesday of every month. This month in August upcoming, they'll meet on Wednesday, August 8th, not on the typical August 1st. We've rescheduled that meeting. That same night on Wednesday, August 8th, the Planning Commission will have their regularly scheduled meeting. And that's for there'll be a public hearing at that meeting. I wanted to make you aware. It's for them to make a recommendation to the mayor and council about adding 2 parcels to growth area 3. These 2 parcels are at the intersection of US Route 50 and Old Ocean City Boulevard, out past where the Delmarva Power substation is. These are parcels owned by M&G Properties LLC. The intention is, if they get added to the growth area of the comprehensive plan, to proceed with annexation requests. But that would be the first step to get that recommendation made to the mayor and council. That's actually altering the comprehensive plan by adding them to the growth area. The surrounding area is in the growth area. Those 2 parcels are currently zoned agricultural in the Worcester County zoning map. If they were to be added to our growth area and annexed, they conceivably would be B2 business district, the idea being some commercial development. So I want to make everyone aware of that. On the 1st, that's part of the reason for rescheduling that meeting, Mary Bowen, Ivy Wells, and I will be attending over in the Baltimore area some brownfield funding training given by EPA. And that is good timing for what you're talking about, like demolition at the Berlin Falls Park property. We'll see learn something, to bring some money home with us. And all three of us are going to go over there that day. And then I have, after talking to the rest of the staff, we have one other request of the chief. We would like to see the Berlin Police Department join in this lip sync challenge. That's going on. Maybe you can make a motion and direct it.
Come on.
That's all I have.
All in favor?
We're taking that under advisement.
I said we'd help.
You certainly got a couple good dancers.
Thank you, Dave. Anybody have any questions for Dave?
Yes. Can you repeat the date and time of that meeting for the annexation commission?
It's the Planning Commission meeting August 8th, Wednesday, August 8th, at 6 p.m.
And I, yes, to clarify, it's not annexation.
It's not an annexation hearing.
To the comprehensive
plan. It's just added to the growth area.
Yeah. So Wednesday?
August 8th.
August 8th.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
And the
really appreciate
historic it. District is about 5?
5:30.
5:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. If you haven't heard already, we did receive the AARP grant for $5,000 to be able to purchase the cafe tables and chairs to use at our events. Received an email several weeks ago, but I wasn't allowed to say anything until it was made public, obviously. But they were very impressed with the project, and they thought it was extremely compelling, especially those photos. And I think they received over 1,200 applications, and only over 100 were given out, 120, something like that.
120 out of
it. So I feel very fortunate that we received that. So I'm doing some research now to figure out if I've made the correct choice. I'm just asking around different municipalities and different main streets to make sure that we have the right cafe tables and chairs. I don't want to purchase something that won't be used for a very long time, and we'll be storing them over at Berlin Falls Park, and we'll have volunteers to set them up at the events, working also with the chamber on that as well. And if the museum wants to use them, that's also opportunity for them to use them as well. Somebody said we love our dogs. Who said we love our dogs? Okay, well, we do love our dogs. And with the success of the farmer's market, one of the things I'm going to be adding is something called Yappy Hour, where dogs can come and people like to hang out with their dogs. So we'll do something called Yappy Hour for that. But also about the farmer's market, I wanted to pass on to you. I'm there on Sundays, and I greet everyone that comes in, those who've been there, seen me do that. And plus those that I don't greet, I can hear what they're talking about and they don't know. And the overall reception of the farmer's market is that the town of Berlin cares about its residents, and to be able to, for the town to offer a farmer's market for people to be able to come to every week to get healthy and fresh food, they just thought it was remarkable, and what an awesome town this was that actually cares and has its own farmer's market. So I wanted to pass that on so thanks for supporting that.
How many vendors do you have for the rest of the season now?
Pardon?
How many vendors do you have for the rest of the season?
I'm adding vendors every week, actually. I'm not adding any more farmers, though, because I'm saturated with farmers, and in order for them to make it affordable or make it profitable for them, I don't want to have five farmers. You know, there's just tomatoes for days.
Quality over quantity.
Yes, quality over
quantity.
Absolutely. The wayfinding signs, I'm still on that. She promised that they would be here next week, so got my fingers crossed that the wayfinding signs would be here next week. And then, like Dave mentioned before, the meetings next week. I'll be at the Opportunity Zone meeting in College Park next week because Berlin is Opportunity Zone, just listed as that. And then also the Brownfield meeting, and then there's also the Green Infrastructure meeting, also Green Infrastructure Boot Camp. I think that's really important for the facade grant procedure also. And that's it for me.
How many hours at the farmer's market?
It's Sundays 9 to 1.
You do realize that that's the time
of almost all church services within the town borough.
Yes, I'm completely aware of that, and I wasn't the one to decide when the market would be. I put it out to the community, and the overwhelming majority, more than double, actually chose Sunday morning. So I just did what the community wanted.
No, my concern is with the time.
That's what I think she's talking about. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's what you're talking about. I know I've been checked out three times now, out of the, what, 4 or 5 weeks, and it's just the crowd gets bigger and bigger every week.
And everything sells out by 10.
No, that's why I've added. Right, so there's, I've talked to several people who actually, church members in the community, and they either come before or after church. That's why the hours are 9 to 1, to allow people to either get there before or after. But like I said, it wasn't, I didn't choose the time. I didn't say this is when I wanted it. I put it out to the public and asked what they wanted.
Come after church, your pickets are slim.
Yeah. Well, that's what I agree. In the beginning,
please consider
in the beginning
coming
it was
early.
Like that.
Yeah, and again,
but that's why we've added more farmers. So if you come at 12:30, there's corn slim pickets at by noon. Though.
Let's start an early bird market.
Who knows what the future may bring.
Exactly. This is the first year. I may start it earlier. Next year may run eight to noon or 8 to 1. We'll see. It's what the community wants. It's not what I want.
Yeah, I do think the suggestion of having some hours before and after traditional church services is something to keep looking at. And, it's off to a great start, so I think it's a matter of tweaking rather than reinventing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely. Appreciate it. All right. Any other questions or comments for Augie? And last but not least, our managing director, Jeff Fiedler.
Two quick things, Mayor and Council. Behind you on the wall, the new verbiage. You want to point that out, Mayor?
Excuse me?
And then
19th century charm.
19th century. Forget the 20th century. Went too good to us.
They're kind of
work hard for 100 years. Just about that.
Second thing, the 2018 recertification with the Merrill Sustainable Community application was sent off today, so we'll wait now for the dust or whatever they do up in College Park.
Excellent.
And go from there.
Does anyone have any questions for Jeff? Jeff, thank you very much for getting all this squared away and so efficiently. It's one of we have so many different values and so many different, I wouldn't say more than slogans, but they basically share values. And this was the one that we talked about. Maybe some of you remember, maybe not. It was 10 years ago when we started talking about this. And for a while, we talked about it quite a bit. And then one thing led to another, and just the momentum is built. But let's remember how this, I guess, rethinking what kind of community we're trying to be, and we'll continue to work to be, at least for the next many, many years. So that's where the idea came from. All righty. And now I have the town administrator's report.
Great. Just a friendly reminder that the nonprofit grant application deadline is August 1st. So I've received one application. That's it so far. So that deadline is fast approaching.
And have you gotten any in yet?
I have one so far, and that's it. I've done it with a roundabout reach. So
you did.
What's the deadline?
August 1st.
And how much money is available?
$30,000.
Substantial amount.
That's what's been allocated in the budget. Yeah.
And remember, they came up with policy and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, doing outreach, and we know who's applied in the past, but I guess we're being proactive in every way we can think of.
I think so. I think Josh and Charlene will probably write a story about it.
Okay, good.
We had an orientation meeting, and they put that in the paper as well.
Good.
So we're reaching out to the folks that we've already funded. And then for the orientation meeting, there were some new groups that showed up that have not been
good.
Supported by the council in the past. So I think you've got a nice kind of wide net that's been cast
great.
Out there. So we'll see what happens.
Very good. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Okay. I don't have any comments. Do you have any comments?
I had one a group of citizens that work with the library approached me about maybe getting some trash.
Yeah, we got it all squared away.
That's something that I got on my end, so we got that.
No problem. And all that got squared away this morning, right?
Perfect.
Which is great.
Thank you.
It was just a matter of one person, three people.
I think they probably contact us all in tandem. So.
Yeah. I think the next time they just need to go directly. it all worked out. But we're happy to do it.
Thank you. That's all I have.
No, again, we want to encourage everyone who can make it to go to the official dedication and opening of the library, which is Tuesday, August the 7th at 2 p.m.
Yep.
And if you haven't been in it, please try to come go as soon as you can, but if you can't, go then I can assure you it's impressive, and I haven't talked to anyone who has visited our new library who it just exceeds all expectations, no matter how much it's been built up. We're very, very fortunate. So I hope to see you at the opening and dedication room August 7th. All right? Anything?
Nothing. I don't have anything.
Okay. Do we have any comments or anyone from the remaining folks that are in the audience that would like to address the mayor, council, manager? Okay. Do we have any comments or questions from the press?
No. We move to adjourn.
We stand adjourned.